We are in the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Dal Halacha Yud, Chapter 4, Law 10. We're now going to be talking about the ta'im, the booths, the compartments that were in between the walls surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there are two very good thoughts. Hashem loves me.
I have my book at home. Okay, good.
So there were two. This book is it's based on the Kahati Mishnayos. And it's a thin volume, and it gives you the Mishnayos of Hilchos of the laws of Maseches Midos, which discusses the measurements of the second Beis HaMikdash. So he's got some interesting pictures. So let me explain to you what you're going to see before I show it to you. Okay, so I'll pass it around, but let me just explain. Okay, what we're going to be looking at is in between the thickness, okay, this is the, not according to the way the Rambam learns it at least, but many learn, this is the entrance into the Heichal, starting from here, entering from the east, going all the way to the west, till you come to the Holies of Holies. And these are the walls that are surrounding it over here. So this area here, look where my finger is going. These are the walls that are around, okay, coming up till this entrance area here. Now, around this, there were these, between the walls, there were these hallways, booths, and they were separated into a number of areas, and as you'll see, to the north and to the south, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these chambers that were surrounded by walls, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the south side surrounded by walls, and then 3 behind the Kodshei Kodashim on the west wall, 3 of them. Now, what's going to happen is there is 3 levels of booths. There are 3 floors, basically. Mm-hmm. The lower floor really was, I don't want to call it subterranean, but the Beis HaMikdash itself, when you're going into the temple area, it was high. It wasn't flat up to the ground, ready to go up. Remember, you went up a bunch of steps. So when you're on the main floor, that's, so to speak, the main floor, but there was a lower level adjacent to the foundation.
Right.
And so you have a floor, you have the, this is the main floor, the way you're looking at it, going in through the main doors, that's the main floor, and there are 5 areas here, 5 areas here, 3 over here, then there's a floor below that's more flush to the ground, that you can go down to those, also 5, 5, and 3, and then you can go up a floor, and there's going to be 5, 5, and 2.
It's almost like a split-level house.
So it's like 3 levels, okay? That's the one idea. So this is the, showing you, you got them, 5, 5, and 3, okay? And you'll see that you can enter around, you can get in from one of those trick doors, and that, remember we said those pishpeshes? Mm-hmm. The pishpesh goes right into one of these hallways, and then you go through another door, and then you're able to go and unlock the doors. Now, this other picture, so I'm going to show you the picture, you have to look at it close. I want you to know what you're looking at. Okay? It's all in Hebrew explanations. Now, this is the 3D. This is showing you the 3 levels. You'll see, this is the ground floor, but there's a level below, and from there you can go up. There's a way to go up to the ground level areas over here, and then there's one more level that you can go up. So now we'll just pass the 2 pictures around, and you can see them fairly quickly.
Are we going to get to what they did in those other levels?
We'll just take one thing at a time.
You should have seen the elevator they
had. Okay, and we'll discuss how they're able to get from floor to floor. That's another thing we'll have to discuss. All right?
We're good.
Okay, with that, we begin now, Halacha Yud. And that's what this first Halacha is going to say. Okay, is it okay if I get the book back? Because I'm going to need to go to the next picture soon. Kol Eilu HaMakomas HaPnuim, all these areas that were open, Shebein HaKson, between these walls, remember there's all kinds of walls, parallel walls going on, Heman HaKroim Ta'im, they are called Ta'im, a booth or a compartment, Nimtzo, or a cell, same thing, Nimtzo HaTa'im, so these cells, HaMukafim LaMikdash, that surround the temple area, chamisha min atzofen, 5 from the north, v'chamisha min adarim, 5 from the south, u'shlosha min amarav, and 3 from the west. And we'll call that the middle floor or the lower floor, whichever one you want to call it. But then, the Rambam says, v'sholosh diotos, There were three levels of floors. Hayu diyota al gabi diyota, one level on top of another level. Nimtza comes out the following. If you've got five to the north and five to the south, times three floors, that gives you 15. Nimtza comes out. Chamisha sortoim badarom. There's 15 cells by the northern wall. Chamisha al gabe chamisha v'chamisha al gabeim. You have five on top of five and five on top of them. I don't know why I have to belabor it, but v'chein betzafon, also in the northern wall, chamisha sort 15. All right? So three floors, five cell in each floor. That gives you 15 and 15. Ushmona time, but there were eight. Hoy b'marv on the western. Why? Shlosh al gabe shlosh. Bottom floor three. Middle floor three. But shtaim al gabehem bidyota achas. And two on top of them on the top floor came out to eight on that side, for whatever reason was eight. Hakol shmona ushloshim toim. With a total of 38 cells.
Right.
Now how do you get from cell to cell? Okay, so you're going to see there are openings. So now, I'm going to show you the following picture, and just look at this picture, where you're going to get an idea of the cells. Most cells had three passageways. You have the cell, then a cell to its left, a cell to its right, unless you're the corner one. So a lot of them, you already have one to get into the cell from the left, one to go out to the cell from the right. And then you've got a trap door, so to speak, a cell going on top that could take you to the cell on top. And obviously you can have also one on the bottom if you needed one on the bottom. So there are a number of ways to get through this, as we'll see in a minute as they describe it. But clearly they show you an example of, let's say, a cell where you got the way to go down, the way to go up, and across one way. So that's how you manage. Well, they don't show you how. There must be a way, but they're not getting into that precise detail. Just look at that one picture, the bottom picture. It's all you got to see to get some idea. Now, not all cells work that way. Obviously, the bottom ones didn't have to have anything go down, and the right. top ones didn't
have anything go up.
The middle ones need to go up and down.
They're all the same size?
I don't know. Could be. Who knows? There's only so much detail we can work with over here. Okay, is that picture helpful?
Mm-hmm.
So it's giving me kind of look.
You don't even have that book in English.
What can I do? I only got what I got.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yud Aleph. Shlosha Psachim. He says there are three entrance ways. How you look? Call Echad Ve'echamin Atoim to each one of these cells.
Yeah.
Echad Latomina Yamin, one from the cell from the right side, the cell on its right side. Vechad latat mina small, and one from the cell from the left. Vechad latat shal gabav, and one from the cell on top. So unless you want to say that's the bottom row of cells, that would make sense. That's the one that the Rambam is detailing here. Now here comes a little bit of a tricky one, because we have to begin to start a way to go around and around the from one level to another in a general way, because obviously to go up wasn't so simple. So if you recall, we mentioned something called the Mesiba. The Mesiba was the winding staircase.
Yeah, staircase.
So we're going to see the winding staircase starts at one kitty corner and wraps around three sides till it ends up coming to another corner till it finally gets up from one floor, from the middle, from the bottom floor, going to one floor up to the next floor. So this is called the Mesiba. So we'll see that was in one of the kitty corners, which he's going to discuss in a moment now. So let me see where I'm at now. Ubekeren Mizrachis Tzvonis, on the northeastern side. Okay, and over here, this is the northeast. You're going to see over here in a minute. You see you got five cells, and now you got the northeastern side. It seems to be adjacent to those cells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a ramp. Now, it's different opinion exactly how it worked, but of course, and I don't know if the Rambam agrees necessarily with this picture. I'm not sure Rambam has his own stuff, but basically, what we're going to see is the ramp starts on the northeast side, and you're able to go up to the next floor. You can go all the way around. Ramp goes around three sides, get you up to another floor at any place you want to go up. It's not specific, doesn't give you every single detail of this, but that's the general idea. You would take the ramp. Now, obviously, there's also those other things from cell to cell, but if you want to get around quickly without having to, I don't know how they went from cell to cell, but I kind of bypass, take the fast lane to go all the way around until you come up to the next level, you would take this Masiba. So we'll see the ascent of the Masiba, exactly how it works.
So this is a ramp, not a staircase?
Well, it seems there's different opinions here, and it's not clear. From the Rama, it could be a ramp, it could be a staircase, I don't really know. From the Rama, it would appear more likely a ramp. We'll see. You can decide for your own. But you're going to see in this one picture, it's only one dimension, but it keeps going, wrapping around. Now, it could be once it's up on one level, it just goes around. I'm not exactly sure. Now, this ramp also, you'll see, wants you to get to the rooftop. Because, I mean, you can get to the rooftop. When you have to get to the third level, we're going to have to find a way to get into the Kutche Kedushim to make repairs.
Yeah.
And you just can't send the repairman, ding dong, I'm going right into the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to get killed on the spot.
Isn't he lowered by an elevator?
That's right. So we have to discuss how is it you get yourself all the way to the top and then we find a way to get you down into the Kutche Kedushim to make repairs in the Kutche Kedushim. It seems this Masiba was a very important part of it. So, therefore, you can look
at how he goes in.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll discuss it all shortly. So, this is basically what I want you to look at. These green things, these are the five cells. This seems to go adjacent to the cells, and there's little rooftops on top of the cells, and when you get higher than that, then you're able to climb and walk on the rooftops to get to where you have to go. So just take a quick look at the top one. Don't look at the bottom picture now, because that's a different idea. Just look at the top one.
Wow.
So it seems to be running like adjacent, like behind.
I covered it.
Behind the cells over there.
Just the top, right?
Ron, don't even think about it. Don't even think.
No, and as wonderful as this big book is,
it's big.
It doesn't have a lot of the detail on it, but it has some good pictures that this one doesn't have. So
okay, that's why you bought them both.
I had the shul buy them.
So nice of the shul.
We'll put it in the library when we're finished.
Make sure nobody takes them.
Okay, everybody good? This is what an expensive book. This is an expensive book.
It was 100?
He gave me a deal on it.
Is that one of better explanation?
No, not for everything. Okay, let's go on now. Yudal. So we did Yudal for it. We did the beginning of Yudal,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Three answers. Now, can I have the book back, please? Because I have to keep looking at it. Ubekeren Mizrachis Tzfonis, on the northeast corner.
Yes.
Bata, in the cell. Shabbat Yota HaEmtsoi, on the middle level.
Yes.
This is the middle level cell area. So when you're getting to that northeastern corner, okay, Hayu Chamisha Psochim, you had five openings. Why did you need five? Well, Echad Latay Miyami. Now remember, you're in the northwest corner, so you're only going to go in one way here.
Northeast, that's where
it's northeast. Right. So one goes to the right, going further east, or further north, okay. The Echad Litata, and one to go down.
Yeah.
Shall go above the one it's sitting on, because in the middle level, goes down to the second one. No, because we're going to go up with the Masiba. The Echad LeMasiba, one for that spiral staircase. You just have to go to the spiral staircase, and that was the entrance way to the spiral staircase. You have an automatic into the fast lane that will already take you up, as it were. That's number three. Now remember, this middle level is parallel to the doors that got you into the Heichal.
Yeah.
Okay, ve'echad latosheish pishpash, and one opens up to that pishpash. Remember that pishpash took you straight in.
Right.
Where did you go when you the pishpash? Remember, was next to the doorway entrance that gets you into the heichal. So you go through the pishpash, but where does the pishpash lead into? It leads into this northeastern cell, because that's where the cell is. Remember, this is the east. This is the east. That main door to get in is in the east. Mm-hmm. The northeastern side is here. So right. The pishpesh is here. The pishpesh goes right into that northeastern cell.
Right, here it
you
is.
You with me? The right very here's the entranceway. We got to unlock these doors, right? So there's a pishpesh in the north side. So you went into the pishpesh. That took you into this northeastern cell. So that's one of the entrances in the northeastern cell.
It's right there.
When you walked a little bit more, you needed an entrance to your left to get you into the heichal. So that becomes the other entranceway. So now you can go into the heichal and open up the door. So that's why you have five openings. Again, one is to go to the cell next to you. One is to go to the mesiba. One is to go down. One is the pishpesh to enter into your cell. And one to get out, to make a left, to be able to open up to get into the heichal. And that's what he says. We'll say it inside now. Ubekeren mizrachi svonis, on the northeastern side, bata in the cell, shabat yotam, so in the middle section, hayuchamisha psachim. There were five entranceways. Echad latayim, I mean, one to the one to your right, going further north. The echad latashagav, one to go for the one that's on top of it. The echad lamesiba, one for the mesiba, the sterile spare case. The echad latash yeshba pishpash, one is to the cell which comes from the pishpesh. Vechad lahecha, one that takes you into the heichal. So that's why that had five. Now that we're talking about the mesiba, so now in Yud Beis, we'll discuss the mesiba. And the way the Rambam understands is this mesiba goes from the northeastern side, and it's going to go all the way around to the other kitty corner, as you'll see in a minute, how far that goes. And it takes you up a whole level. It takes you up a whole level. So let's see Yud Beis. Umesiba haisa, and that mesiba, that winding stairwell, maybe a stairwell is a better definition, hayaolet would arise mikeren mizrachi sifonis, from the northeastern corner. And it would now move lekeren sifonis maravis, to the northwestern corner. So you'd be going straight along the northern wall. Okay? So here, right along the northern wall. See? Start the north. What did it say? Northwest? Northeast.
Northeast. And going to northwest.
Going right up the wall.
To northwest.
To the northwest corner. Now it's going to go the other way after that, as you see in a minute. Again, Umesibo Haisaomi, Karen Mizrach Svonis, from the northeast, Lakaren Svonis, Maravis, to the northwest, Shibahayom. From there, eventually, Hayon Lagagos Hatoim. You can get to the roofs that are over these cells, which are those red things that we showed you. That's the part on top of that. Now, Hayaola b'mesiba, now he kept going on that stairwell, and when he gets to the end, starting on the north side, Upana Lamar, if he faces west, he's starting from the northeast. So when you get up there, you're starting to get up, you're moving straight to the other end, going west to get to the northwestern side. Halach is kol penei atzofet. He went on the entire northern wall, Atcha Megillah Marv, at least on the northwestern side, which is coming, which is, you know, not far from the Kodesh Kodashim side.
Yeah.
Now he makes a left turn. Hegillah Marv. Now he's on the west side. Hafach panu l'dorm. He turns his head, going towards south, but going against the western wall.
Right.
Holach is called Pnei Amarav. He goes the whole western side, until he gets to the southwestern side.
Right.
Correct? Higil Adorim, now he gets to the south. Hafach Panav, he now turns himself. Lemizrach, facing to east. V'haya Mahalech L'dorim, he's going along the whole southern side. Achigil Apischa Shalaliyah, now he's gone all the way up a whole level, till he gets to the opening to the rooftop or the second third floor level. Shapisra Shaloya, that entranceway is on the Pasuch Lidorom, is on the southeast corner. So he started from the northeast corner, going all the way around to the southeast corner. Took three walls. And that was taking you up. Now, after you went all, according to the Rambam, when you went all three sides up, it took you from the second floor up to the middle floor, up to the top floor.
Okay.
Now you have the cable of being over the Kodshei Kodashim. Okay? And that is going to lead us to the next picture. This next picture, the bottom one that now you can look at, this is going to tell you what happens when you got to the south, the southeastern side,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right here.
Now you're going to see there's a little... It must be a staircase, but there's two poles. You see the two red when you see it closer. These are the two poles. You climb up to there, and now you're on, so to speak, the the third floor, as you'll see in a minute. And from there, you're going to walk your way over to get over the Kodesh Kodashim, because you're on the southeast. You got to get to the west side now. But you're there, and you can walk over. So here's the little poles, and this is, says this was the northeast coming up. Eventually, this is the southeast when you're, this Mesiba comes to here, and now you just take straight up to go even higher.
What's this here? What's that?
Oh, that was the showing the front. Remember we showed the front entrance with the five pieces of wood?
Beams.
I have a good picture that I'm going to show you afterwards. Okay. So but they can ignore that. Just focus on this one thing that takes you to the top.
Okay.
Okay, halacha yigimel. Ubepisra shel aliyah. Now the entrance to the upper floor. There were two beams made out of cedar wood. Those are the two things, the two red lines I showed you.
Yeah.
So the two beams. Shebahem, from there, with them, olim legagla shali, you get to the roof of the second floor. Now, on there, now I don't have a picture of this, you'll just have to figure this out. Now remember, you're on the southeast side. Now to get to the Kachikov, you gotta get to the west side. You're gonna walk across. So what they did was, and there were marking posts. I don't know exactly what they looked like. Would make a separation on that that top floor. Bengaga Kodesh, between the roof of the regular holy area. Legag Kodesh, to the roof that's covering over the Kodesh Kodashim. So you're ready to get an idea when you're coming to the Kodesh Kodashim. Now, the Lulim, either windows or openings, whatever, were open from the top floor. And we're able to, you could go down Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Go down to the holiest of holies. Shebahen, with these little windows, Mishal Shum Sum, we would drop down the craftsmen, either with chains or some kind of contraption. We're going to see in a minute, they were in a three-sided, like, elevator
box.
Like a box. Open on three sides, closed on three sides, open on one side. And they'd lower the box to go down into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The lulim hayupsuchim v'alila v'eskoshim shabahem mishalim betevos in boxes, and the commentary says they were open only on one side, the side that have to fix, and the other sides were closed. Why? Because so they shouldn't be able to look very much, not to enjoy to see what was going on over there. Very narrow focus. You only could look on one side, the side you got to work on. That's the side they were on. You couldn't look around the other three sides even. Their eyes should not feast, as it were. Mm-hmm. The holiest of holies. Upam achas b'shana, once a year, mipesach lepesach, from Pesach to Pesach, melabni mesahechol, they would whiten the hechol with plaster. That would include also the Kodesh HaKadoshim, after you whitened with plaster. And that's how they're able to bring them in from that spot. To be able to fix up that.
So where was this box the whole year? They brought it up there.
It was up on that floor.
Okay, and they just lowered them down with chains and a pulley system?
What?
That box, sorry, the wall opens.
I don't know if it's a pulley system or whatever. But they lowered it down. There must have been a lot of guys, you know, somehow with ropes, whatever. They lowered it down, and these guys would only focus.
There's some pictures of that. I'm not sure if it's in here or the other one.
I don't know if it's in this book.
I've seen pictures of
that. Okay, we'll have to look.
If there's a prominent drop, it's not that he would die from the fall, but would he die because he's standing in there?
No, I guess not. Okay, we're going to stop it here.
Why would he just walk in then?
Because then you'd see too much.
I think the wall.
You'd see too much. When you're lowered in, you're blocked from three sides.
Why do they have to plaster it?
It needs to be maintained.
Maintenance.